Hello.
Hello, am I having a word with Jean?
This is Jean.
Hey Jean, this is Josh Baker from Penguin Book Writers. I lead the formatting and editing team. How are you doing today?
I've been a whole lot better, Josh.
Glad to hear that. And first most, I really do apologize. I got to know that it's a bit late for you, but I really do apologize as I work in the graveyard shift and I specifically had planned my day today just to ensure that I get on call with you and I clear out all the confusions and take care of the concern, whatever it is, and I'll be more than happy to help you out.
I would certainly hope so. I've been back and forth with Patrick, who is trying his best from what I can tell, but we have not had a positive experience with Penguin Book Writers at all to this point. As I said, Patrick has really, really tried. So at the moment, I'm sorry, I am short-tempered and I'm angry because of this. So if we can just get started, that would be lovely. Have you seen the manuscript?
Yes, I have. I have. I sat with my team. Just to give you a brief idea as well, that I'm not the direct person who works on the formatting, but I lead the whole team. So I sat with the formatter and I sat with Patrick as well to get to know what the concerns are, and I got to know where the main issues were in terms of formatting. So I am all ears and would be happy to help.
Okay, I have an agenda. So, what I am looking at is the copy that Patrick sent to me saying it was a finished manuscript. And when I saw it, and excuse me, hang on a minute, I'm going to change over to earphones. Hang on.
Sure.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, fine. That way my hands are free. So I'm going to go through this page by page because it's the only way I can do it. I have sent multiple copies. We've gone through the edits chapter by chapter, and please understand I'm working with another author as well. So we understood the edits, and that was fine. So actually, there weren't that many, and we were very pleased for that. What we're talking about here mainly is the formatting. This is going to be a 6x9 paperback and probably an ebook. We don't need a hardbound at all. What I do need are margins. There's no margins. If this was a formatted copy, as Patrick indicated, a finished manuscript formatted copy, there's no margins on here for a 6x9. So can you tell me what the margins are?
Sure, just one quick second. And you're looking at the revised file that was shared from our end, correct?
Correct. The one that Patrick sent to me, what's today? Monday. Friday.
Okay, perfect. I have that file in front of me. The current file, it's only the text that was formatted, but the page size and the layout that was not taken care of. So I have noted down that you will be looking forward to a 6x9 paperback size. And just one more heads up that whatever changes you will be suggesting me on whatever we are going to be delivering the next time, you will be receiving the final version with the margins and the layout and everything being catered. So you have my
Great.
words on that.
All right, that's good. So, just taking it page by page as you go through. I print it out because that's the way I function is
That's
with a
perfectly fine.
printout.
Just one
Okay.
more thing, Jean. Just one thing, because the topic was raised. May I please know why aren't you actually willing to have the book published in paperback version as well, and why only the e-books? Just curious about that.
No. We want it in paperback and ebook. We do not need it hardbound.
Okay, perfect. So it's the
I
paperback.
wasn't clear on that.
Okay, perfect.
Paperback and ebook.
E-book.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Noted. Thank you so very
Okay.
much.
So it's just that we don't need a hardbound. We didn't feel that in this particular book it was appropriate. So anyway, so the first page, which is the title page, appears to be fine. I flip that page over. The next one is the our two names that the authors probably. Now, please understand, I have worked with two other publishing companies previously on the four books that I've published. So your functioning, and I guess that's the right way to phrase it, is very different than them. And that's what I'm comparing it to. So that's partly my problem. my co-author has never published before, so she's leaving this to me to get this done. So you've got on the second page the author's name, and it is fine that she is in heavy print and mine is in smaller print. That's great. I'm thinking it probably needs to be down about the middle of the page. And where do the ISBN numbers go?
So the ISBN number, it's going to be going on the very next page after where the name is written. So the ISBN number and the copyright disclaimer, that is going to go right on the next page.
Okay, I'm making notes as we go. All right, that's cool. The next page that I have here, since we have decided, and it's for financial reasons, to list it as two authors, that next page where it says about the author should be about the authors, and I will send you a corrected page on this that includes my small bio. Mine is much smaller. And again, her information will be in larger font. Mine will be in the smaller font. And may I ask what font you used on this? I didn't even check that.
Sure. Let me check on that.
And yeah, I'm trying to see it as well. Come on, here you go. There are so many emails here between Patrick and I. There it is. Final. I don't have it. Do you have it yet?
Yep. It's Garamond font, and the size is 11.
Perfect. Great. Okay. So the body of the text would be Garamond 11, and then any headers would be either 12 or 14.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. All right. So I need to send to... Now, do I send this to Patrick, or do I send it directly to you?
You can send it to Patrick as well, and I'm also making notes on my end. And after I'm done, I'm going to share the same with Patrick so that he can send you the same over the email so that we all are on the same page.
Super. Okay.
Okay, and just one more quick thing. One quick question as well. On the second page where Vanessa and your name is mentioned, do you want to go ahead in the same way where Vanessa's name is in a bit larger font, which is 24, and yours in 12, like, completely half.
Yeah, that's correct. That's fine. Serve more. Most of the words in this manuscript are hers, and that's a major issue. And we need to delineate which is which, and I'll get there. So,
okay. Perfect.
The page that says also by Jean Taylor McClellan, those are listed. That's fine. That looks, you know, however, and that is all Garamond. Am I correct?
Yep, that is correct.
Okay. All right. The next page, which is dedications, can just read, you can cross off the word dedication, and underneath those few sentences, would you please put her name, not mine, just hers.
Sure, just okay. Give me a second. And,
sure, absolutely. I know I'm going too fast, but
no, that's completely fine. That's completely fine. Okay, it has been noted and done.
Okay, perfect. Now, table of contents is the next page I have. And under Roman numeral 2, it says there was testing and then the medical team. That needs to come off.
Okay.
Okay. I wish I could find that. Hang on just a minute.
Okay, and you mentioned that under the Roman number 2, it says there was testing?
It should say, wait a minute. It's, yeah, under Roman, there was testing, and then the second one is the medical team, if you can eliminate that and move everything up.
The second one that I personally have over here, it shows finally the diagnosis.
Oh, okay. Then that's my fault. Okay, fine.
Yep. I
but
have
then
the
it should read.
updated file. Yep.
Super. Okay, good. We can get rid of that. Double check here that under on this next page where it has Roman numeral 7, that should read rewriting. It's hard to say. Rewriting, not rewrite, but rewriting. R-E-W-R-I-T-I-N-G.
Yep.
And that's what you have.
Yep, it's rewriting the scars.
Super. Okay. And then, hang on a minute. Yeah, okay. Now, my question is, for the chapters that do not begin with a Roman numeral, what we're using all Garamond. What's the size of that? Is that 24? In other words, forward, is that 24?
Sure. Just a quick second. Forward,
okay.
The heading currently, it's Calibri, and the size is 16.
Okay. It needs to be Garamond.
Okay.
There's only two texts two fonts we're using. One is Garamond, and the other one is Bradley handwriting. Let me explain what happened here. As I was doing the typing for each of these chapters, I generally use Garamond. Some of it got mixed up because she was sending me things. And then when Patrick said, no, don't worry about it, the formatting team will do it, I expected the chapters to be in Garamond. And when they weren't, that's when I went a little crazy. So, sorry.
No, it's completely fine. It's understandable.
Okay. And then under each, so for example, the first sentence under forward is, I met Vanessa even before I spoke with her. And then it looks like there's two spaces. That needs to be just one space underneath, I believe.
Okay.
No. I lied. No. I'm wrong. That should be two spaces. I'm sorry. I've been working with this so long that it's all
together. It's completely fine. It's completely fine.
Okay. All right. So we do that. Then the next one is the introduction. And again, that just needs all to be Garamond with the different size font.
Okay. And as so, mentioned earlier as well, you were planning to go with Garamond with body being 12 or 14 and the heading being somewhere 11, correct?
No, the other way around. The heading would be, the other way around. The body is 11. And then the heading is
12,
I think, 12 or 14. Yeah. The biggest thing is the consistency. It just needs to be consistent.
Perfect.
So, okay. Now we get Roman numeral 1. And again, now here's where it gets a little cumbersome, because she wrote all of these words. It came off her blog. So it says Roman numeral 1, it all began, and then there's a sub-piece under that. In this particular case, excuse me, these are her words, check your tips, and it needs to go centered. That sentence needs to go centered.
Okay, perfect.
With an extra space, right, italics on that, and with double-spaced under that. Now, when it says on April 8th, from there all the way through to the bottom of that page, right before the picture that says feel yourself up,
mm-hmm.
That should be Bradley handwriting. Can you manage that font?
Yep, we surely can.
Okay, good. Anything that she writes is going to be Bradley handwriting. Anything that I write, which is minimal, will be Garamond.
Okay, and is there any other font that you would prefer for her? Because if we go ahead with Bradley handwriting as well, or Bradley Hand IDC, which is the correct name, that seems to be a bit more light.
When you say light, do you mean light in shade or light in weight?
Like, light in weight, and as if the font is quite thin.
Okay. Oh, it's quite thin. All right.
Yep. So
What do
if
you
it.
have as an option that looks like that?
Okay, let me quickly check on that. Give me one quick second.
Okay.
Check what you.
What she wants is something that looks like handwriting, obviously, because it came from her blog.
Okay, I'm just searching on a few options. I think we can go with Bradley handwriting if we just increase the font size slightly a bit in by 0.5. I think then we can work it out. So, Jean, I think
Okay.
in this particular case, we can just hold this off for now. What I personally am
Okay.
going to do is I will have my team work on a few different fonts and see which one suits the best, because there are a few fonts which may not be available on MS Word itself. We might have to
Sure.
search something externally. So if we come up with something more extraordinary, I'll surely let you know on that.
That will be perfect. The concept here is that when the reader goes through this, they can instantly see that she is speaking versus me.
Got
And
it.
that's why Bradley, because she likes that one. So,
Perfect.
okay. So, and that's part of this is for you guys to understand what we're trying to convey with this. This is obviously a very personal issue with her.
No, it's
Okay.
completely understandable. It's like more on the personal preference side, and it's not something that we are saying that it's not right. You're the person who's writing the book and your co-author, Vanessa. So it's totally your call the way you wish to move forward with. So that is completely fine,
That's,
and it's understandable.
yes, exactly right. Okay, so then on the next page it says it's more prevalent than you know. And here's where I think I got off track when I sent it to you. That should not be in all caps. I believe that should, what was the one previously? It should be in lowercase, not lowercase, title case.
Got it. I'll
And
have that corrected.
yeah, and put in the center, just centered for that. Okay, then the next paragraph, wait a minute. Now, under that, breast cancer is a disease. That's Garamond. This is my writing. So that's Garamond. Where it says the National Breast Cancer Foundation offers these statistics, that's a quote. Do we not have to indent there?
Got it.
Okay. And that the whole quote is all the way down to that pink block.
Got it. Till the end of United Breast Cancer in the United States.
Correct. Correct.
Got it.
Okay. Now we're on Roman numeral two. Okay. The phrase that's underneath, I'm glad that people, that's still Garamond, but in italics and centered. Okay. Then starting with, I had showered and dried off, now we're back into Bradley again.
Perfect.
Okay. Then you see subtitles. There was testing, finally my diagnosis. Those are Garamond italics, and everything else is Bradley.
Okay, when you say that it's Garamond italic, are you talking about the whole body as well, or just the heading?
No. Just the heading.
Okay, perfect.
Just the heading. Okay. Okay, and then, okay, so then it says, and then there's postscript at the bottom. And all of those are her words, so that's all Bradley.
Got it.
I'm just looking at that. Okay. Okay, and now more testing and genetics. You can tell if you can read for, I know you guys don't read for content, you read for format, but if you can read for content, you can understand that she's talking.
Sure, sure. Just give me a quick minute.
Sure.
Let me go through this paragraph.
And absolutely.
It's the one,
go ahead.
And now more testing, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Perfect. Yep, it is from the first person's point of view.
They're exactly right. Exactly right. Thank you. I'm also noticing, and I think I mentioned it, but between each, I'll call them paragraphs, some of them are just sentences, is an extra space. So, for example, where does it start here? Under that postscript is not right. Wait a minute.
Sure.
Okay. Let me make sure that I have the right pages. I'm
sure, sure.
Up here. So you're going to see, finally, my diagnosis. And that's one paragraph, the biopsy results, and it ends with a link to, I don't know how you put that in there, but just to write the link.
Okay.
And then it should be double-spaced. And then we are still waiting, and then double spaced after the diagnosis. Can you understand what I'm trying to do there?
Yep, you just basically want the intendation over there.
Yep.
Perfect.
Okay, all right. And then now more testing, and then genetics. And then finally, and decisions. Now let me ask you this in terms of formatting. If you look at the page that has the section where it says the subtitle says finally, there's a colon there. Should there be, in formatting language, should there be a colon after each of these subtitles or not?
It's totally the preference call. We can include that and we cannot. It looks fine in both the ways.
What would you recommend?
I think we can go ahead in that case.
Okay. Okay. As long as it's consistent.
Yep. We can go ahead in that case.
Okay. And then there are, it's chemo, and again, the same issue, double space between. Sometimes she writes, and this is all Bradley, sometimes she writes a paragraph that is just a sentence, and sometimes she writes a paragraph that is multiple sentences. You just have to.
Okay, perfect. And just
one
more quick question. Just one more quick question. Post our call, I'm going to be having a meeting with my formatter as well, who will be working on this particular draft directly. So there's just one thing, because I personally haven't gone through the whole manuscript, being very honest. So there's just one thing that I wanted to understand. All the point which Vanessa has written from her own end, that is something that is going to be determined already, as if the manuscript is going to have the editor identify itself, like as if she's going to be speaking in the first person's point of view throughout?
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Most of this is her first person, and that's where it comes into Bradley. You will, if you read for content, you'll see that there's some places that are explanations. They're short paragraphs, and they are strictly Garamond. That's my writing.
Perfect. I got your point.
You got it? Okay.
Got it.
All right. So then we just go, most of chapter two is hers. And so all of that is Bradley. Okay. Are we good? We're on the same page now.
Yep, all good so far. Yep, all good so far.
Super. Chapter 3, ups and downs. Where it says underneath, Yoda says with a little humor, a lot of ta-da. That's that goes underneath that ups and downs in italics, like the other things.
Okay.
Under each chapter, there's a title and there's something written in italics. And in this case, it's Yoda.
Got it. Perfect. And regarding
Okay.
the italics as well, is the italic throughout, like whenever a chapter or all these subheadings, they're going to go in italic throughout?
Correct.
Got it.
Correct. Yes. Okay. Then that paragraph underneath, life itself is a roller coaster, that whole paragraph is Garamond. That's me.
Perfect.
Okay. After that, pity parties and meltdowns, that's all her. So that's Bradley.
Yep, I'm noticing the same that wherever we're using the Bradley form, it's more of her speaking directly. So I am getting this now.
You get the feeling. Yeah, thank you.
Yep.
You got to get the feeling for this. All right. Okay. And double space between her paragraphs. So that's on there. Actually, if you get a chance to read it for content, there's sections that are really funny.
Is there any specific that you can highlight as well? Because I surely am going to go through that as well.
For what? Where it's funny?
Yep. Any specific part
yeah.
that you would want me to go through?
Well, in this same chapter, it says, so she dressed in head, when she went in for her chemo, she always wore a funny headband or hat. And in one case, she found she had an outfit that made her look like Yoda from Star Wars. Okay. And you'll see there's a picture there. The funny part as you read through is her husband has a very dry sense of humor. She does not. Her sense of humor is like way out there. Loud laughter. His is not. So she says, I scored a pair of Yoda sunglasses. And once we're in the car, I pulled them out to put them on, and hubby was mortified. And you can see the picture underneath. Now,
the picture
he's
is
driving
so
her.
The
yes.
picture is adorable
he's
as well.
Exactly. He's driving her to her chemo session and trying to avoid the other cars so no one would see the way she looks in this outfit. And then she says, anyway, we got stuck at a notoriously long red light. He was really irritated and grumbling about it. While still wearing the Yoda glasses, I put my hand on his arm and said, all right, you will be, as Yoda would, you know, that's the way Yoda speaks in that. He tried not to laugh, but in the end he couldn't help himself. And then she goes on about the others. And some of the outfits that she wore, I don't know how she did it. The woman's getting chemo. She's had both of her breasts removed. She's got cancer in her lymph glands, and she's in for chemo, which doesn't do anything but make you sick. And she's still laughing about it. She amazes me. Okay, so that's the rest of the story.
And I was reading this as well, and you know what's the best part? The best
yes.
part is where she says, and I arrive with a shark headband singing chemo shark to do 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 do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And she said she would make the, she doesn't put that in the story, but she said she'd walk in and the nurses would go crazy because they wouldn't know what to expect from her. And the last sentence in this section is, imagine that you're the person who gives everyone the excited anticipation of what will she do next. I got to be that person. It was an honor. It's the only way she survived, because then she'd go home, and her husband would drive her home, and she would throw up for 2 days. You know, it's just, sorry, it's amazing. Okay.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, now, the next part of that, where did the pictures come in? Okay. Now, if you look at your, yeah, because it wasn't here, I have added the pictures in here. You will see a chart. It's probably before this. We probably skipped it. But she had a port. They call it a port, so it's tubes that were put underneath her skin so that when they went in to do the chemo, they didn't have to keep poking her all the time. It just went right in. So that's there. and then you can see how that port fit into her chest there. She was totally black and blue in so many areas because of the way this was done. Okay. Oh, that was in chapter two. Do you have that?
I do have that picture as well. Yep, I have that picture.
Perfect. Okay, so then we go to ups and downs that you and I just went through. Now, there's two pages after that that have pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And the pictures they're crooked. And I did that I put those in there, and I did that for a reason. They don't need to be straight. And when I received the other copy, the pictures came through straight, up and down. And I don't know why somebody would straighten that up.
I think the formatter might have gotten confused that the alignment is
probably.
But
the alignment is all crooked. There's a reason.
I will take care of that. And there's one more thing that I will recommend you, and I will do from my own end as well. What I can do is I will have a word with illustration team. I will try to compile the pictures, and I'll try to make a collage sort of a thing where I can have the whole background. It and we'll have the pictures adjusted in a crooked way. That's completely fine, but to give it a more crisp look, I'm going to have a colored background added as well.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Just to give you an idea, it's totally your call at the end that if you like that or not, but as per my visual and my imaginative idea, I think that would give it a more crisp look as well. So I will share that. If that's not suitable, we'll revert back to the same style.
It's this kind of input that you just gave me is what I was looking for in the formatting. And that's why I was so disappointed when it was just nothing but everything straight up and down.
If I was at your place, I would have felt the same, because obviously I am putting my heart and soul in these things. And I personally will have a word with my formatter as well. I have no idea. Maybe he might have gotten confused or it's a human error or something. But I personally will have a word. And even if it takes like one or two correspondents or if there's a confusion as well, I will have my formatter get in touch with Patrick so that we can reach out to you to get more clarity regarding something instead of sharing the whole draft and wasting the resource as well. So I completely get your point, and from here onwards you have my words. We'll take care of it.
Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it.
You're most welcome.
Okay, so as we go down through those pictures, then that last page of pictures is just the nurses started to get into this. And so you see the picture of her nurses, and all I did was add a caption under it that says, "My nurses." But they would dress up. I'm guessing this might have been Halloween. Who knows?
This was my next question, inquiring about these pictures.
Yeah. That picture with the nurses, I think, was Halloween. The other pictures, those are all the hats that she wore. See the shark hat?
Mm-hmm.
The one that makes her look. Yeah, that's the shark. Shark. Whatever. What is? Oh, okay, so number four, chapter four is help, and it's the same concept. So that quote underneath needs to be in italics, Garamond, but in italics. And it's attributed to, I don't know how to pronounce the person's name, Zendisha Lorella Brown. And Brown needs to be capitalized, I just realized. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now, that last page in that chapter, I hope you have this. It's on that page. It says, "My prayers are frantic." All of this is in her words, her Bradley. I didn't have, and her hat is a pig with wings. So she said, "I'll ring that bell." That's what they do when they finish with their chemo. They ring a bell. And she said the hat she had on was I'd have to wait till pigs can fly to ring the bell. Well, she said, I didn't have to wait for pigs to fly. Today I rang the bell. And the man behind her is her husband.
So. Perfect.
And all of this was through chemo, or through COVID, all of this that she was going through. Yep. Okay. So next chapter five is the year was 2021, all 12 months of it, and that goes in italics and centered underneath life basics.
Got it.
Okay. The rest, all of this is Bradley, because this is all her. And again, if you can take the time to read it, it's worth it. She was running a business, actually two businesses during this time, one out of her home and one out of a shop. And she has two little boys, and she was taking them taking one of them to, I don't know, practice of some kind. And a deer ran out in front of her and crashed into her car.
Oh.
And yeah, so the car was totaled. They had this, and now they've got all the bills from the chemo. They've got a car that has to be replaced, because of the deer. And then in the middle of the summer, the air conditioner died. So you can, it was an interesting year for her. And the spacing is off on all of this, and so is the underneath. I'm looking at one that says the air conditioner, and it's double spaced, and then everything else is single spaced. So I'm leaving that to you to make it consistent. You know how to do that.
We'll work on the consistency. And just one part that I read as well. The funny part was, it's obviously it happened. That's why it may seem funny. But at that situation would have been a more panic situation. She mentioned that 30 minutes later, I hit a deer. Don't forget, I was driving a borrowed vehicle. So.
That's exactly right. That whole section. And then she was taking in that, and I think she recounts that, she was taking a friend of her son's. He was in the car as well. And she gave, because we were going to be late for practice, she gave her cell phone to the little boy and said, call your mother and tell him that we're going to be late. And he said, okay. And at that point, the police had showed up so that she could hear the little boy saying to his mother, no, we're fine. The police just got here. Now, can you imagine the mother getting this information? So, yes. Okay. So that's, and then the air conditioner was, that's another story for there. Okay. Chapter six is reality, and I'm, again, consistency on that. Where it reads, it's an angry day. Some days are happy, but today I just want to slap someone. That goes in italics underneath reality. Centered underneath.
Got it. Got it. And just one more thing.
Super.
It says it's an angry day. Some days are happy, but today I just want to slap someone. I see that it's written in three different lines. Do you want this to be in the same line or as it is, just the way it is?
No, not as it is. So probably in the same line. It's an angry day. Some days are happy, comma. And then underneath, probably for spacing, but today I just, however it looks right. I don't think it looks right with three lines. Yeah.
Yep, got it.
Okay. And then you'll see a picture of her on one of the angry days. She said there were days where she just slept for like two or three days in a row, couldn't do anything because of the chemo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then her husband got COVID, and he got COVID so badly that he developed diabetes. And they had, and his spleen exploded, and they had to take his spleen. And it's like one thing after the other for them.
But she was one strong person, being very honest. Like, if I am reading these few bits and excerpts as well, what I see is that she was one inspiring and one strong person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know. I don't know that I would have been able to do as much.
Absolutely.
Her children are 9-year-old twin boys. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. If we imagine the same, I think it's really tough for us to just even think of it. Like, how can someone be so strong during all these times? So hats off to her.
Yep, absolutely. Now, as you scroll down, you should have a picture there of, I promised my boys they could shave my head when the time came. And do you have those pictures?
Yep, I do have those pictures.
Oh, okay. That, and so she gave the boys the clippers, and they just cut off her hair.
As you mentioned that, I don't know who enjoyed the process more, me or them.
That's right. That's exactly right. Then she goes to rewriting the scars. Now, this is, I think this is amazing. She decided, because cancer runs in her family and the chance of her getting breast cancer again was very high. Her sisters had it. Her mother had it. Her father died of pancreatic cancer. Her grandmother and I think her grandfather also. So she knew she was going to get cancer again. So she said, take them all off. So she had both breasts removed, and she did not want them reconstructed. So what she opted for was to have a tattoo. And so those two pictures at the bottom of that, the first one is, and you can see how skinny she was at the time. That's the outline. The second tattoo, the second picture is the colored tattoo. And that's, I mean, that's just proof of what she has survived. You've got the pink ribbon that designates breast cancer. And the bird is a phoenix, which in Greek mythology is a phoenix rose from the ashes and renewed itself. So, you know, there's meaning in everything she does.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I don't know that I could have done that. Yeah, I don't know that I could have done that.
I cannot imagine anyone doing this. Like it's real, but you know it's more like something like if we tell someone without even telling them if it's a real story, it would give goosebumps to anyone.
Yes, it does. It absolutely does. And there are some people, because they'll ask her about the tattoo, they want to see it, but they don't want to see it. You know, and she has no qualms about showing it to anybody. So, but that's her. Then the last one is thankful, grateful, and blessed. And again, that's her writing. So mostly, Josh, honestly, it is formatting those paragraphs so they look like paragraphs and the font. That's really it. So there we go, man. We have gone through the entire thing.
Absolutely. So just one more thing, Jean, what I am going to do is I'm going to, obviously the conversation was surely fruitful, and more than working towards the formatting part, being very, very honest, I'm not saying it because I, you as a client, but I literally love speaking to people and getting to more know more people. I am a more social person. So the more happier part was that I got to know an amazing person, that is you, and I got to know Vanessa's story as well. So I think that itself was the most inspiring thing for me, and that was the whole gist of the conversation that I surely am taking away a lot of new things. I'm learning a lot of new things as well within this conversation. So I want
to I want to thank you for, first of all, having the patience to go through this with me. I know you're starting the night shift, which I have done night shifts, so I can understand what that feels like. I thank you for listening to me and being patient. And the first person that I was connected with at Penguin did not perform well at all. And I wound up talking to a manager because of that. And then I got Patrick. And Patrick, as I said, has tried very hard to fulfill what I need. And you can see I'm not shy about what I have to say, and I want what I want.
That is the best thing, because obviously you are paying for the service, and it's not something that you're asking without any fee. You're paying for the service, and you have all the right to ask for the services that you sign up for. So you're completely right at your point. And at the same time, I personally will be in touch with Patrick. I will give him my minutes as well of this conversation. I am going to brief him as well so that Patrick is on the same page as well. And after that, whenever we are going to be moving forward with the drafts or anything, I will keep Patrick on board as well, because he indeed is one gem of a person. And I can see that he has been working hard throughout, not just with you, but throughout with all the clients. So I will have him work and tag along with the formatter as well. Just one more thing, that please do not expect a complete final draft the next time, because what I am going to tell my formatter, so let me break that down as well. I am going to have a word with my formatter, and I am going to have him go through the whole book along with the editing team so that we can work on all the minor bits that might have been missed out or could have been result of human error. Whatever it is, we'll figure that out as well. So once he gets aligned with that, I'm going to have him understand the whole book, just like we discussed the first point of view and everything. And after that, I'll have him work on the formatting. If there's anything that is confusing to him, I'm going to ask him to let me know straight away, or let Patrick know straight away, so that we can reach out to you instead of working on something else that is totally opposite of what you expect. So I don't want that. I don't want to waste my or your time either. So I will have him share that correspondence instead of working on something that is not required. And from here onwards, you have my words. We're going to take care of that, and we'll take care of the concern, and you're going to be surely seeing a more positive response in the draft.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. This is exactly what I was looking for 6 months ago before we started this. So,
no, Jean, I personally, and apart from that, Jean, I am going to be having a word with the team as well, the whole support project management team as well. I am going to share your feedback as well. So it's good to get to know the client's feedback as well, so that we can mitigate all the areas where loopholes may have occurred. So I will have a word with them. I will bring Patrick on board as well, so that all these things and all these concerns which have been left out or left unanswered, they can be looked into as well, so that in the future as well, we don't have to waste much of a time and can have this catered in a more shorter span of time.
Oh, that would be lovely. Just in addition, my the co-author, Vanessa, is by education, she is a marketer. She knows how to market stuff. And she had planned to do, she had planned to do a presentation. I believe she was invited to do a podcast next week, October 1st, on this book. And we had hoped to have the completed one in her hand at that point. We won't, obviously. I know it won't be done by then. And I have an event planned the end of October. Now, I'm sure we'll have it in hand by the end of October. But I will let her know that she needs to be creative in how she presents it on the weekend. So anyway, that's why we got kind of crazy on the time frame, because like all of a sudden you realize
that is understandable.
Coming up. Yeah.
With
yeah.
what you've said, so. That is completely understandable, but I am at the same time, thank you for this additional information as well. I am going to have this expedited to my best, and I'll have this wrapped up ASAP, so that even for the next events you have anything or to present as well, and at least the book is live on Amazon at least. So we're going to take care of that.
Oh, if you can get it live on Amazon, that would be, or at least coming soon or something like that on Amazon, that would solve our problem for at least this weekend. So however
that
you want
won't
to
be possible. That won't be possible, and the reason is Amazon only allows to have that pre-sale option available 5 days before we have the book go live. We tried our best to coordinate as well, but you know that it's their own strict policies. If that was the option, then that is something that would have been a win-win situation, but I will try my best to have it wrapped up and try to find a middle way out. And you said that she has an event like this week on Saturday?
Yeah, I think October 1. So what's that, Sunday? She's doing a podcast
Sunday.
Or something on Sunday.
Okay.
I think, is that October 1? Yeah.
Yep, Sunday is the 1st October. Yep. Okay, let me have a word with the team. I'll try my best to have it wrapped up ASAP, and I am going to have the minutes shared with Patrick as well after I check with my team with how soon this can be wrapped up without the quality and everything being compromised. And I'll have Patrick keep you posted as well on this. All right?
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you so very much.
Have a good session tonight. Yeah, and be safe.
You as well.
Okay.
Take care of yourself. And please do give my regards to Vanessa as well.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you so very
you
much.
Take
have
care.
A great day. You as well. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.